You said that they give you a really thorough physical.
And I passed them. First, Juno Miracle's husband wanted to give me a job, you know, get me in there. And
who was this?
Juno Miracle, the movie star.
I didn't.
That's her picture up there.
Oh, uh-huh.
And because I went down to see him, because I used to write to her, and she used to write to me and write to my son, and she sent us pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When he was having his major operation, she sent him a letter and came the day that he was operated on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very nice letter, and she wished him all kinds of good
mm-hmm.
luck and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to see him, and he wanted to get me in, because just a word from him, I could get a beautiful job, anything.
But he was working where?
He was up at North American.
Oh, uh-huh.
But he was one of the biggest shots there.
Mm-hmm.
You had to see 6 people before you could get in to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no trouble at all, went right in. And my boss had tried for a whole year to see him, and he couldn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to have an appointment and everything else. And he said to me, well, how did you ever get in? He said, I've been a whole year trying to see him. So I said, if you want, I'll take you down. And he said, well, no. He said, I'll try again. Well, anyway, I thanked him. And I said, well, I'd like to have them get me a job. But I said, in case anything went wrong or anything, and I didn't like it, I wouldn't want it to fall back on him where he was good enough to give me the job. So I said, well, my brother is speaking for me. And I said, if I can't get in, I'll have you help me.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother got me the job, so I had no trouble. But
yeah.
He was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So when you applied there, did they ask you about previous experience and things like that?
Oh, yeah, like any other job. They ask you what you've done and everything. And, of course, I told them I never worked in an aircraft before. But it didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to have experience because they teach you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the war, so they wanted to get all the help they could.
Mm-hmm. So did they seem anxious to hire people?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, when you were hired, did they give you any kinds of tests or anything to see if you should work one place or another?
No. They just give you a physical and everything, and
mm-hmm.
you pass, well, then they'll send you in wherever there's a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I went in and, well, I had a form, windows and windshields and helmets, you know, for the pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to form them. Then I'd have to, when they were cooled off and everything, I'd have to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
And then buff them.
Mm-hmm.
And sand them and everything and get them in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that for quite a while. And then they put me on reinforcement, you know, the canopies. There'd be a long strip. I'd have to refill that and everything with fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the jobs that I had there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was nice work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. And we had quite a crowd working there, women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when you went to work in this part of the plant, what was it like at North American? What did it, walking in there, say, on your first day?
Oh, it was a big place. And it was very nice. Everybody was nice, and we had some nice bosses.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice, you know, willing to help you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd show us what to do. And there was one man, middle-aged man, he was like an assistant boss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him, and he'd show me what to do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, he said he couldn't see very good out of his glasses, so we thought he'd buff them up, you know, make them look good. He buffed them, and when he did, he took the sight right away from him. He buffed the sight off,
mm-hmm.
so he couldn't see anything.
He changed his lens.
Because he couldn't see. See, he thought, well, gee, now if I get this all buffed up nice, I'll be able to see. But see, he took all the sight away from him. He couldn't see anything. Oh, yeah.
So when you you walked in, it was a great big place. What did it look like on the inside?
Oh, gee, it was, well, there was everything in there, you know, and it was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The place was very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt lost in there because, you know, it was so big, and I didn't know where to go. Sometimes I'd lose myself. I didn't know where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everybody was so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
They were all so nice. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice. Yeah.
So, it would be big. Did the plane, were all the parts in different places?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, they, each section would have a certain thing to do
mm-hmm.
on the plane, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they'd take the planes and then get everything together, and then they'd set them up and everything, and then they'd slide them out the door, and then they would take off, you know, see if everything worked out all right.
Mm-hmm.
But one day they were taken off, and they let everybody in the plant out to see it.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to launch the ship. And the pilot, I guess I told you this before,
mm-hmm.
he used to come in every day and see me before he'd take off. So this day I told him, I said, the plane's not going to take off. He said, what do you mean? I said, no, I have a feeling it's not going to take off. Well, he said, well, we got to go up anyway. So everybody was there watching it, and the plane just started, and it didn't even get off the ground. It set a fire, and the pilots had to jump out. And so then afterwards, he came over to me, and he said, Millie, he said, from now on, he said, when you tell me the plane's not going to take off, I'll believe you. But I had a feeling that it wasn't going to take off, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing set a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was something wrong with the wiring or something that caused it.
Mm-hmm.
But just as he started it up and just tried to get off the ground,
mm-hmm.
it set a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he got out of there fast.
Did people usually watch the planes take off?
Well, not very often. Just that one time, they let everybody out, see? And in that time, it didn't take off. Other times, they'd have no trouble at all. We'd just see them from the inside. We could see them take off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only time we could go out and see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a flop.
Well, so the plane would move on like a big conveyor
yeah.
type belt then?
Yeah.
Now, your area, it sounds like you were working with plastics and things then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Plexiglass.
Plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
And when it, what stage and things did they put the plexiglass, or did you do that? Was that early, in the early part of the building, the plane, or?
Oh, yeah, that's the beginning,
mm-hmm.
things like that,
mm-hmm.
making the glass and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the men would work in another section, and they'd have the whole body, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make the body and everything
mm-hmm.
out of what is it? Fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They made most of them out of that. It's light, but it's very strong. You can't even break it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, were these planes that you were working on? Do you know what kind of plane it was? Or were they any bombers, or were they?
Oh, some of them were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could get the names of them, though. Oh, they had two or three different type
mm-hmm.
planes.
So you worked on different kinds of planes?
Yeah, well, I wasn't on the plane. I was making the parts for the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd make parts for different planes? Or?
Yeah, well, there were for most all the planes. And then, of course, when I'd have to reinforce them, it was just the frame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of it, and we'd have to reinforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would get that done, and then they would take that
mm-hmm.
part of the plane and bring it somewhere else, and then they'd cover it up and everything. A lot of things they did that I don't know what they did.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there was one thing that they were building was like a bomb, and that was a secret. Nobody's supposed to know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept it well covered, but sometimes we could see it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was that, was there a sense of, around security and things there?
Oh, yeah, they had security there, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to have security,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And there was some security there. You didn't know they were on security, you know.
Mm-hmm.
that was more or less a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did, when you had worked making these parts, what kinds of tools and things would you use?
Well, I'd have to use a saw, you know, a regular, not a hand saw, it would be a machine.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have to cut it, shove it through this machine and would cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have a buffer mm-hmm. and a sander, all machines, so mm-hmm. you'd have to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, after the glass is formed, well, then we'd have to cut it and to the shape and the size we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have to sand it down and then buff it to shine it and take out scratches or anything that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did that for quite a while. And then I would also reinforce and mm-hmm. work on the planes that have to be repaired and things.
If you were, say, going in the morning, you'd say, well, did you work?
Yeah, I worked in the morning.
Was it day shifts?
Yeah, day shift.
Uh-huh. Okay, so suppose, and as you go in the morning, what would sort of be your routine as you went into work there?
Well, we just go in, punch in the clock, and just put our stuff away and just get ready for work. The whistle would blow. That meant to go to work. One whistle's to get started, and the other one's to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just work until we get that job done, then we'd have to do another job. See?
Would your supervisor give you certain things to do that day, or...?
Oh, yeah, well, we generally knew what we'd have to do, but sometimes they'd have certain things that had to get out first, and mm-hmm. they'd tell us to do them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it was all... We really knew what they expected and what we'd have to do. Yeah.
Was there much pressure?
No, I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No. Just ordinary work, and mm-hmm. you didn't have to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you did a good day's job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I never got any complaints. They told me that I was too conscientious. They told me I should slow down. But I couldn't. I'd have to keep on working, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they said it hurt others, because others didn't keep up with me or something, and they wanted me to slow down. But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I had to keep on working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same as in school or anything like that. I have to keep doing my work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's the way I'm made.
So yeah. In your area, how many people would work with you?
Well, now I see in that picture, there's some of them. That's most of them I've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is really cutting the cake here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Bob Barker. That was our boss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was a wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all this gang. Let me see. Her and I, we used to work a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
There was another girl I worked with a lot, but she's not in here.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's others that they're not there.
Uh-huh. Let's see. If we're right in this picture, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women, it looks like, including
Yeah, but
you.
We had about, maybe 10 to 15
mm-hmm.
in that one group. See, and then, of course, in the other parts of the plant, they had others.
Mm-hmm.
And some, of course, I didn't know because it's a big place. I just knew the ones that I was working with, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did were any of the women in supervising positions, or?
No, mm-hmm. no. They're all men.
Mm-hmm. Were the men at North American? Did they harass the women the way?
Oh no,
uh-huh.
no. They were very nice.
Did you feel
they
resentment from them at all? Or?
No. They were very nice. They, you know, they did. If you were stuck and didn't know what to do or anything. They'd always give you a hand and tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you're getting this or not.
Yeah, I'm watching on the meter.
So, no, they were a very nice group of fellows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, they, they didn't seem to feel as badly about women working?
Oh, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. They really enjoyed having the women work there, mm-hmm. you know. No, they were very nice, every one of them.
Was there, you'd mentioned at the shipyards that some of the men wanted to try or would have tried making passes at North America?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that going on at North America, too?
No, no. Mm-hmm. Not that I know of. There wasn't anywhere in my group, mm-hmm. no. And most of them were married, you know, mm-hmm. and they all worked together and helped mm-hmm. one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they were very nice.
Were you aware of, like, people say who worked together having affairs or flirting with each other?
No, no, no. Uh-huh. No, they were all nice group, you know, mm-hmm. and they just stuck to their job and... Of course, anything went on outside, I don't know, but mm-hmm. most of them were married, you know, and the husband and wives were working together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, was your brother working anywhere near this area?
Or? Yeah, yeah, but he's not in there. I think he worked in the same area as I did, mm-hmm. sometimes, and other times he's in another place. Mm-hmm. But when I started out, I was working in with him, you know, yeah.
So you got to see him in school?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so wages-wise, or making the money that you were paid for this job, did it seem like any more than you had been getting anywhere else? Or?
Yeah, I think it did. I think I got more there. Mm-hmm. I think I got, I was around $60, $70 a week, something like that. Mm-hmm. I know it was the best-paying job I had, mm-hmm. yeah.
Working there, did you get overtime or?
No, we didn't have overtime. As I say, they had certain shifts and everything, mm-hmm. so people really didn't have to work overtime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There may have been one or two men that might have, but not very often.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned that you were in a union.
Well, yeah, I was in the union in there, and I got, I think, 250 members. And some fellow says to me, he said, I don't know how in the devil you're doing it. He said, I've asked the same people, but they turned me down. He said, what do you say to them? I said, well, the same as I said to you. Just told them what, you know, what the union was for and everything. Mm-hmm. And... So I just got them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but I got a lot of nice gifts and everything for getting so many members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what union it was?
I'm pretty sure it was the CIO. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that before you had been against unions.
I was.
What changed your mind?
I don't know. I went out there and somebody talked me into getting into it, and so I did. And the first thing I know, I was... one of the big ones there, mm-hmm. and they wanted me to, you know, stick to it and everything, and I was a shop steward at Isaiah, mm-hmm. and so one day, one of the fellows says to me, he says, you know who's the head of this, don't you? And I said, well, I named a certain guy or something, and he said, no, it's run by communists. I said, oh, you're crazy. He said, you find out. Well, I did, because they were giving out pamphlets. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't give me any. But I happened to pick up one.
When we say they, people?
The people that were in there working for the union. Mm-hmm. But they may have been, because I never saw them before in any of the meetings, so mm-hmm. they may have been somebody special coming in and saying that they were in the union. I don't know. But I never saw them in the meetings. And they were giving out these pamphlets. So I finally picked up one. And I found out that it wasn't on the level. It was by communists. Mm-hmm. So I quit.
You quit the union.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they hated to have me quit. And another thing that happened to me, I hate to say this, but the FBI was looking for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, now what in the devil did I do that the FBI has to come looking for me? Mm-hmm. And so the head one in the union said, there must be a mistake. And I said, we know Mildred couldn't have done anything like that. I don't know what it was, but they said, well, I did something in Chicago. I said, well, here, I was never in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that saved me and found out that it wasn't me, it was a black woman and had the same name as mine. Mm-hmm. But they finally picked her up. So then they came and they apologized to me and everything. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I said, I told you in the first place that it wasn't me.
They
I said,
didn't tell you what it was? They were
no, no, no. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it was. It's something that she did. Mm-hmm. And I think it happened in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But that's where that woman came from. Mm-hmm. So the head guy in the union came to me and said, Millie, you don't have to worry. He says, they found the woman, and she's a black woman. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing that saved me. And what it was for, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, the union had meetings and things. Did you go to those meetings?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kinds of activities did you have with the union? What kinds of things would go on at the meetings?
Well, you know, they'd talk about different things, that what the union would do about advancing us and our jobs. And how good it was that it was in there for good cause and everything like that. But then when I saw those pamphlets, it changed my mind. Mm-hmm. But it could have been somebody that was on the outside, because a lot of them didn't even know them. Because mm-hmm. I had never seen them in a meeting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it was all about.
Yeah.
See?
Well, at the time, when you go to these union meetings, did they ever have any special, did they ever talk to the women about having women in the union or working especially for women?
No, it was like everybody being together, you know. The men and women would be like one, you know, all working together and doing the best we could and everything. And at any time, if I saw anybody and I talked to them about the union, and they'd listen, and then they'd join up and everything, and they were all glad to be in it, mm-hmm. because it seemed very good. Mm-hmm. But when I was down the Hingham Shipyard, I had no use for it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what ever changed me when I went to North America.
When you said you got a lot of people to join.
Yeah.
You said 250 people
yeah.
you recruited into.
Yeah, yeah.
Were many other women active in the union?
Well, they were in it, but they wasn't too active, you know. They had me doing everything, you know. They figured, well, geez, I'm getting all the members, so they wanted me to stick to it and travel around and everything. So they had write-ups and everything in the paper about it, mm-hmm. you know.
In the union paper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you read that pretty regularly
and stuff? Oh, yeah, once in a while I would, yeah.
Did, as a shop steward, what kinds of things would you do?
Well, I would go around and more or less like safety, to see everything is right, that anybody was doing something that they shouldn't do, mm-hmm. or if I could, you know, make things better, mm-hmm. I would tell certain ones, you know, the bosses or somebody, well, this should be done, mm-hmm. or that should be done, mm-hmm. And they would listen, mm-hmm. and if they figured I was right, well, then they would do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had to deal with the bosses?
Yeah, uh-huh. The bosses and different ones, mm-hmm. you know, other stewardess, yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything worked out all right, and I enjoyed it, mm-hmm. yeah. And then, of course, at the end of the war, why, then the women were laid off, mm-hmm. because then they figured they didn't need us anymore, and they just kept the men on.
Did the union do anything about that?
Well, there wasn't much they could do. I suppose that they could if they, you know, really wanted to, but after all, the men were there first. Mm-hmm. They may have kept a couple of women, I don't know, but most of us got laid off.
Outside of the things like safety that you mentioned and keeping wages and advances, what kinds of things did the union do? You know?
Well, if there was anything wrong, now, if somebody was getting fired or something for anything, mm-hmm. well, the union would step in and want to know what was the reason. Mm-hmm. And if they figured that it was wrong mm-hmm. to fire them, they would see that we were kept on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They would help us mm-hmm. concerning our work or our wages or anything like that. Yeah.
You said that they had you doing everything. What, yeah. what kinds of things?
Oh, I don't know. Anything that come up, they'd just want me to do it. I don't know. It wouldn't be very anything important. It didn't seem so to me, but they'd like me to, or if anybody wanted anything, they'd say, go and see Millie. Mm-hmm. So then I'd anything I could do to help them or explain anything to them, well, I would. Mm-hmm. But if I couldn't, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but... it was okay. I liked it. But I didn't care too much about, you know, being a boss or of anything, you know. I'd rather be working for somebody else and not me telling others what to do. But I did it okay, so that's what happened.
Were there many black workers?
No, I never noticed any. There was one that worked in, and I don't think he's in here. No, there was one. He was a very tall fellow. His name was Harry. I can't think of his last name. And he worked in fiberglass right behind where I worked. And sometimes that dust and everything would get on me, and, oh, I'd break out, you know, because I can't take anything like that. And but he was very nice. Yeah, Harry. But he was about the only one that I noticed. Mm-hmm. See, that was in my section. Now, in the other sections, there must have been some, but I never noticed mm-hmm. them. No.
Were there black people in the union?
No, I don't think there was, no. I've never noticed any. Mm-hmm. No.
So,
see, there wasn't too many blacks, and today, everywhere you go now, it's blacks, but... mm-hmm. In those days, there wasn't too many.
Mm-hmm. Were there any Hispanic or Chinese? Or?
No. Uh-huh. I never saw him, you know.
Yeah, so outside of this one black man here,
you
didn't really see anyone except other white people?
Yeah, mostly all white. Yeah. As I say, there may have been others, but, you know, I didn't notice them.